What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What a catch and what a throw. That's tight coverage on Ward. And we love talking about that matchup all week. What's it going to be like with CeeDee Lamb and Denzel Ward? And that was tight coverage. And as Dan Marino used to say, you can't guard a perfect throw. He said he's got to go earn it. It's an all-out blitz. They're bringing all six, and they can only block five of them. Dak knows it and lays it up there to Brandon Cooks. He knows the defender has no help to the pylon. Great throw and catch. This guy deals with more double teams than anyone. Gets the chip. Jones got him, but he's just too athletic to get underneath Teller to the middle of the pocket. This is what you deal with when you're a great rusher. And the only way to overcome that is with relentless pursuit, high motor, and just to never give up. What a catch.
Tom Brady, that's how humans talk. His debut yesterday on Fox, the game of the week. Bad game, if you want to cut Brady some slack. Bad game, Cowboys and Browns. You can jump in here today on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday. Been a very positive show today.
Yeah, Rich. Pats won. Pats, 7.5-point dogs win outright.
Pats won.
Pretty great.
None of us on the show were picking the Patriots to win. Some of us had the points. But that was a squirrely little pick by me.
It was. Squirrely.
I didn't plant my flag and say
all your picks are squirrely.
I was taking the Pats. I try to cover myself on both sides with my picks if I can.
Yeah.
And so we've been mostly very positive.
Yeah.
It's time for... I think a little criticism, and it will be levied at Brady. Now, look, it's one game.
Wow. Yeah.
But
that's all we have.
I heard the first 5 minutes yesterday, and I tweeted this out, at Jones WEEI, and I was surprised, actually, how much blowback it got.
Oh, really?
Like, initially, it was like, yeah, Brady stinks, Brady this, Brady that. I was surprised at the blowback it ultimately wound up receiving. But I said, after about 5 minutes, it's early, but after about 5 minutes, I get why Fox... hid Brady for the last year plus.
Yeah.
They didn't.
He had a redshirt year.
He didn't work last year.
Just like as a quarterback.
He didn't work at all in the preseason. That's true. Have you ever heard him and Mahomes didn't play
as
rookies?
They didn't play a sniff.
So he didn't play or didn't broadcast at all in the preseason. He did mock games.
Took the year off.
Andrew Whitworth was talking about when he joined us earlier today.
Yep.
Brady, to me, sounded nervous. He sounded unnatural. He spoke almost strictly in platitudes and things that anyone could say. Like, oh, well, you know, it's hard to gain 10 yards in the NFL. It's really hard to get 20 yards. You're like, thanks,
don't go backwards.
Thanks a bundle.
Yep.
And the weirdest thing for me, I thought, wasn't him stepping on Burkhardt's toes a few times. Whatever, it's going to happen. They're new. He sounded a little nervous. Whatever, it's your first game. I can understand those things. They happened, but I can understand those things. Did you hear him after the punt return?
I didn't.
Okay.
Did anybody?
Well, no, it's a fair point.
That's what I'm saying. No, I didn't. I watched most of that game. No, I did not hear him after that.
There's something to be said for letting a broadcast breathe and let the emotion get in and the crowds get in.
Plenty of oxygen.
But number one, holy crap, Tom, say something. And number two, you pick your spots for that. It's a walk-off win situation. It's a playoff situation. This was a blowout. Week one.
Need you.
With the freaking Browns.
Paying you a lot of money.
Do you have any? They're paying him $37
million. $37
million. This year, $370 million, $375 million, whatever it is. Tom, do you have any thoughts on the punt return that just, hello, Tom, no. Earth to Tom, do you have any thoughts whatsoever on what you just saw? That's what you're being paid for. And so I thought it was very, very underwhelming, and I wouldn't feel good about the money spent if I were Fox.
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He was horrible.
Okay, thank you.
He was the pits. He might be the worst guy as a color analyst in the NFL today. Like, he was so bad, and it comes with a expectation because
Adam Archuleta's like, that guy stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archuleta's like, I got this. Robert Smith is like, I did a good job, didn't I? That's the thing is there's not a lot of guys that we like, and we're all very hypercritical of it. Everybody on their couch, we all feel like we could do a better job than that. Or even if we don't, we feel like we can at least make fun of the guy doing the call.
Yep.
There are a few guys that are really good at it. Even the ones that are, season to season it changes. Like we were talking the other day, Chris Collinsworth used to be good. Now he sucks.
Yeah, I don't like him.
There's a lot of guys. Troy Aikman's probably the one that's pretty bulletproof.
Olsen, people love Greg Olsen.
Tony Romo is very polarizing. I liked Romo. I find Romo's personality way more engaging than Brady's. If you're sick of the, I don't know, Jim, like I get it. But
what would you take? The I don't know Jims?
I'll take the I don't know Jims versus
or Brady yesterday.
Crickets. Well, you know what also hurts him? And people can be like, Keith, you have an awful voice too. Brady's voice isn't very good.
It doesn't sound right.
So there's something about those guys where you just hear it and then you get used to it. Now, we're not used to it yet. So maybe we will. But Brady, and somebody was pointing this out on Twitter too. They're like, the guy's too handsome to only hear his voice, first of all. Like you're paying all this money for Tom Brady. It's the image of Brady, and it's Brady the football player, the GOAT. He doesn't sound great. Like, if you just heard this guy, you're like, I don't want him reading my books on tape.
Right.
So that's what you have.
Yeah, he looks like Combine Tom Brady.
I think
skinny,
yep.
Wispy Tom Brady.
Oh, he is. He's thinned out.
He doesn't look like a hand. No, but I just mean like if you just heard him.
Oh, you heard him.
He looks like nerd Tom Brady from the Combine, not handsome.
Weenie Brady.
You know, millionaire Tom Brady.
No, he does not. So he's not good at it. And I don't think he's going to be good at it. I think there is like, okay, you can get more comfortable to speak to your, like he sounded nervous type of thing. I guess he clearly had no clue when to talk, when not to talk. Somebody got in his ear and was like, hey, you don't want to overtalk or something. Somebody told him that because it was crickets. I kept waiting to hear what he was going to say about almost anything, and I feel like it was next to nothing. And then, of course, in comes the cliche. Hey, it's you know, you want to go forward in this league. You don't want to go backwards.
Thanks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, like, what made Romo fun that first year, where I think most people liked him, was, like, he's picking out plays. He's getting, you know, he's predicting what plays are going to happen.
He's tipping plays. Here's what's going to happen.
I don't know. I also felt like he sounds like he's having more fun. He sounds like a guy who, like, you'd be watching the game with, and you're just, like, kind of shooting the breeze, talking about the game, and, like, getting excited. Like, Tony Romo, for better or worse.
A little too excited.
Maybe sometimes too excited with some of the noises you make.
A little too loose on the broadcast.
But, like, third and three in, like, you know, in the two-minute drill or whatever, like, he's, like, it felt like he was on the edge of his seat, whereas Brady could care less. Like, there was remember they hit the 68-yard field goal or whatever? They were going to, like, line up for 71. Didn't really even care about it. He was just like, whatever.
I mean, look, Brady sounds like a guy collecting a check, which I think is what he's doing, by the way. He sounds like a guy who they threw so much money at him, he's like, yeah, I guess I'll just do it. I don't want to do it.
He's getting paid well.
So, but to sit for a year.
I got two questions.
To be hidden all preseason and then do that? That he sounds like a guy who's just, they threw so much money at him, he's just collecting a check.
So, two questions. Right now, as of this moment, and I know he's getting paid a lot of money, but he also has a lot of money.
He does.
After one game, who regrets it more? Fox?
Yep.
Or Brady?
Fox.
Okay.
Fox.
Probably Fox. But hold on. Brady, I think, like, a lot of people likes to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
And if he found out why he was trending yesterday, it was just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people ripping him, making fun of him, and being like, one of the ones I saw was as good as, like, finally something Brady's bad at. Right? Like, people are like, okay, like, you're not good at this.
Right.
Like, it was unanimous that he was not good at it. So you're probably right. Maybe it's Fox. Second question. Who starts the game first, Drake May or Tom Brady? I think he comes back and plays.
I think
he pulls the plug on this thing.
When we were talking about Mac earlier, I almost brought this up. The Packers need a quarterback. Call up Brady. They need a quarterback for the next month. Call up Brady.
Like Doc Rivers taking the ESPN gig only to go back to the first team calling. Yeah. I think Tom Brady plays again.
Interesting.
That's how bad he was at the broadcast. I think he plays.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A few other awkward moments. You watch his little stand-up, his start, where he was just like this fake, forced smile. Where he was like,
well, started the day before when he did the thing in the in between the Michigan Texas at halftime.
I saw he was going to be on that. I actually didn't see that. He was awkward on that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not his thing.
No.
Like, he's the greatest football player of all time. Doesn't mean you're going to be a great broadcaster. And why on earth anybody would pay you $37 million to do it? You thought teams would have learned their or teams. You thought that networks would have learned their lesson from paying Romo the amount that he did.
Yeah.
Like, there's still there's not a broadcaster in the NFL, let's leave it to the NFL for right now, that like I wouldn't watch this game, but so-and-so's doing it, so I will. And there's also, on the flip side, as bad as some of these guys are, there's not a guy's like,
a good enough game, you're still
going
to watch
it. Man, I wish I could watch the Patriots today, but so-and-so's doing it, so
right.
I'm out.
Right.
Like, you're going to watch the games you're going
to
watch.
Right. Romo is probably as close to tune-out worthy as there is, and I still watch every big game that Romo does.
Of course.
I'm annoyed by it, but I still watch.
Yeah, I mean, you can put the sound down if you really want to or whatever, but you're going to watch the game regardless. It's all about the players. Now, I know the argument in the past has been, hey, CBS is spending a lot of money on the NFL, so they just want the best product possible. Mm-hmm. Same with Fox. That's what they're thinking. They're like, we want the best product possible, and we want to be able to promote, you know, a great broadcast, but they stumbled into a good A team a year ago with Greg Olsen.
Right.
Olsen's good.
I think Burkhart's good, by the way. I think Burkhart's a good play-by-play guy.
I think he's all right.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like most guys. I'm probably not the best view of it.
Me either, but so for me to say I kind of like Burkhart means that he probably is one of the better ones, because there's not many play-by-play guys I like. I like Buck. That's like it. I like Buck, and I think Burkhart's pretty good. Other than that, there's not even that many play-by-play guys I like.
No, there isn't.
Tirico stinks. Al Michaels has lost it.
I like...
what's it Michaels even calling anymore?
Al Michaels, is he on Prime now?
That is what it is.
Yeah, he's on Prime.
Like, Michaels has lost it.
No, and Michaels isn't good. I like Ian Eagle, and I like Kevin Harlan.
Eagle's kid stinks. He did the game in Brazil. Stinks.
He did the game...
It might just be like a jealousy thing, but he stinks.
He did all the Team USA basketball games, too.
Yeah, and he was bad.
I didn't hate him.
Liked him on that?
We were talking Nepo babies the other day. Yeah. He's the one I don't mind.
That's a Nepo baby you like.
I don't mind, I said. Put words in my mouth.
You like.
I don't mind.
What did he say about Curry? We played this the next day. What did he say about Curry in the gold medal game? Cloudy with a chance of Curry? Is that what he said?
Probably. Dwayne Wade would call him out every once in a while. I'd be like, I don't know about that one. Like, he would call him out. But anyway.
No way.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys, because there's a bunch of different broadcast teams on all the different networks now, and most of them are bad. But Brady's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
If we do a Tier Tuesday, maybe in a few weeks, we'll do a Tier Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, broadcaster teams.
Nice.
NFL broadcasting teams.
Oh, I like that.
Teams, or maybe we do, like, play-by-play guys, and then separately we do caller analysts, because, he's at the bottom of that, which makes me think...
Can't believe Noah Eagle's on your top tier.
He's number one.
It's a golden dagger! Right?
Golden dagger you didn't like?
No.
Get it? They were going for a gold medal. It was a gold medal game, Jones.
No, I get it.
So I think Brady now has been humiliated by how bad he was on the broadcast, that if a team comes calling, all right, not to wish injury on anybody, Jones, let's play this one out. San Francisco 49ers tonight. Let's say...
It's his childhood team.
Brock Purdy
gets
slammed. ACL, MCL, PCL, the guy's right knee.
We're not
left
wishing
knee.
It on him.
We don't wish that.
But if it happens.
Disaster. His head ripped off his body. And the 49ers call Tom Brady. You think he's like, no, I really like this Fox gig.
I know.
He's throwing passes in the Bay Area tomorrow.
Your Doc analogy is a good one. We've referenced Doc way too much on this show in retrospect, but your Doc analogy is a good one. At the first chance, he's like,
I'm in.
It's not for me. I'm back.
He's immediately back.
So what'd you guys think of Brady? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Terp, not to put you on the spot. Do you have the Fox commercial? Do you have that?
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay, can we just play this? Because it's like, this is the buildup. The buildup is
Hype City.
Brady's the best thing ever. He's going to be great at this. He's the greatest of all time.
He's a goat.
He's on Big Noon kickoff on the Michigan game back at Michigan.
While Michigan was getting pounded too, by the way.
Just getting destroyed.
Yep.
By Texas.
It's a good Texas
team. This is an example of the buildup, and then Brady goes out and lays the poop he laid yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's the commercial.
Yeah, listen, I just don't get it. I mean, Tom Brady, the broadcaster, guy's got everything in the world. But why do it? Tommy, why?
Yeah, Tommy. The the guy who took a couple snaps in JUCO wants answers. Why don't you lay on a beach getting fat on pina coladas?
Why not buy a soccer team?
Got one.
Dude,
why would they ask why? What are they even talking about?
Kid.
What?
What they're really asking is, why don't you quit football? They don't understand that you live and breathe for football.
Because you're Tom freaking Brady.
And our football journey isn't even close to done.
And one day, you'll be the greatest there ever was.
Back to work.
Okay, so that was like young Tom Brady.
That was a little kid Tom Brady in a Niners uniform.
Yep.
Which might be his next team.
Foreshadowing, you think?
It is. A couple things
One
jump out of me.
One day you're going to be the greatest there ever was, Tom.
The kid had a better voice than the old Brady.
It's a good point. I'd rather listen to that kid on the broadcast, young Tom Brady, than whatever cyborg fake Brady we got yesterday.
So that ad plays, and I immediately get a text from one of my buddies, who admittedly is not a Patriots fan.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, all this promotion is so lame. He's like, what? Like, nobody cares. Yeah. He's like, nobody cares who's doing the game outside of New England. And I go, actually, half of New England doesn't care either. I don't think people care. Like, we said the same thing about Belichick.
I watch for work, but like, do people like sit down and highly anticipating Brady, or were they like, oh, the Cowboys are killing the Browns, I'm turning it off?
Well, I think part of it, honestly, is a guy, whether you're a Patriots fan or maybe a Patriot hater, you're like, he's so good as a player and he's hyped up and he's getting paid. Like, there's no way he's going to live up to it, right? And then you were right. Like, he's not very good at it.
Right. Case closed.
So I don't know if like next week you're like, what game's Brady doing? I don't know. Like, I was curious, which is why my friends call me Whiskers, curious like a cat. And that's why I wanted to hear what he sounded like game one. But now it'll probably be more dependent on, like, which game is he doing. Now, week five, he's doing Patriots-Dolphins.
Yeah, you got no choice.
I'm locked in on that.
I'll watch that one.
But, yeah, that I think most people are probably just like, why are you hyping this thing up? And then it's hard to really deliver, too. Like, how was he, like, what was he really going to do where you're like, oh my God, worth every penny?
Yeah, Florio wrote about this today, and you said it earlier. It's like, at least Romo early on was telling you what was going to happen.
Yeah.
That was different.
But he seemed happy to be there, too, and there's something about that that sort of, like, comes across the TV.
But, like, Collinsworth and Buck, they have a little bit of edge to their commentary, is what Florio said, which I agree with. I think Collinsworth has gotten worse, but I do think there's at least some criticism and some edge there.
Yeah, and his kid's worse than Eagles kid.
His kid is worse than Eagles kid.
Tier five. Finally.
On tier Tuesday, right. He's tier five. And so, I don't know what Brady brings to the broadcast. Meanwhile, even Pereira was leaving him hanging on the fist bump there last night.
Yikes.
Poor Tom looked like on the sideline when he was trying to high five people and everybody
blew wanted
him off.
It. Yeah.
It was almost the same thing. He had to beg for
That's
Pereira
trouble.
To give him a fist bump.
Uh-huh.
So what'd you think of Brady yesterday? David's in the car. You can jump in. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So I think it's a little out of line to be criticizing a guy that's his first, broadcast.
David, can I just, David, I got a lot of this on Twitter. He took a year to prep for a year and all preseason. He was hidden prepping for the last year plus, and that's what we got. So I don't think it's out of bounds. I think it's completely fair.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. And I remember when you guys first got on air, both of you.
You remember 2 weeks
you guys
ago?
Weren't that great.
Oh, I see.
How dare you, David?
We were. We were.
It took a long time for
you
guys.
Okay, David,
to,
let me tell you something. David, Rich, what were you paid when you first got on the air?
$37 million, actually, so it is comparable.
No, it
has nothing to do with it.
It does have nothing to do with it. Of course it does. Of course it does, David.
No.
David, they're paying him $37 million a year. You better get better than that.
Well, you know what's funny, David?
They pay me $20 an hour. Actually, that's way more than I got paid when I first started in radio. Exactly. $10 an hour.
I'll be honest, David. We've taken your calls for years, and none of them have gotten better. That one might be the worst one yet, and that's saying something. The bar's very low.
No. But when I first started, I was terrible. You can debate I haven't gotten any better from day one. That's fine. But I'm not getting paid.
Consistent.
Thank you. I'm like a metronome.
Yep.
But $370 million. I'm sorry. There's a higher expectation, especially when you prepped for a full year for it.
Also, Greg Olsen did his first game. Tony Romo did his first game. At some point, those guys did their first game, and it wasn't Hobart College. They did Sunday 4 o'clock game of the week type of situation in front of millions of people. And I don't remember anybody else's being as bad as Brady's. At least he's high.
Can I tell you who was close?
Who?
You see any Colt McCoy on Saturday night? I had no
idea. Who did Colt McCoy do?
Did he do the Tennessee game? I'm trying to remember which game he did. He did a late game.
Oh, the college game, obviously.
Oh, no, was it the Colorado game? I forget. He did one of the late games. Yeah, college game on Saturday night. I forget which one it was. I think it might have been the Buffaloes.
Real bad. Todd Blackledge
bad.
Did the
Brazil game. Yeah.
What a weird combo. So it's an NFL game on Peacock, right?
So Noah Eagle didn't get a lot out of Todd Blackledge, is what
you're
saying?
He did the best he could. I mean, he did not have a lot to work with. Keep doing your thing, Noah.
No, look. Everybody has a chance to get better, but that's fine. If your argument, David in the car, is that Brady will get better, fair, maybe he will. What did you think of what he actually? But what do you think of what he actually did yesterday? You think that was passable?
Yeah.
For $37 million? Justin's in Connecticut. Go ahead, Justin.
We've known Brady for 25 years, and everybody tells him he's bad at everything. You not think this is going to fire him up a little bit? He's going to get better. Like, it was his first broadcast.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Maybe.
What'd you think?
Yeah, what'd you think of the first game?
I did not like it. I thought he was robotic.
Good.
By the third or fourth quarter, he kind of got a little bit better and kind of got in a flow, but he was pretty bad.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. He was bad yesterday. That's all. He might get better. I have no idea, but he was bad yesterday.
It's funny. I mean, and I'm sure you can, and I'm sure you can, like, for this job in particular, compared to his previous job, like, if you were motivated, like, I don't know, you go and you do more, like, you throw
you do
more bands. Like, so is he going to be just popping in games? And like, maybe he will. And like, now he's going to make poor Kevin Burkhardt. Because also a big part of it is the chemistry with your
100%
play-by-play guy. So is he just going to rattle off a bunch of games by himself and like practice that way? Like, I don't doubt that Brady has improved in other areas, like other things that he's done, and he's a perfectionist and all that. But I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty tough for him to turn around and be like the best play-by-play or a color guy.
And shame on me. I didn't say this today. Well, we've been talking about Brady for 15 minutes. I didn't say this today. And I'm not even sure how much we talked about it when it came out a week or two ago. We talked about it off air. I'm not sure we ever talked about it on the air. Brady has all these restrictions because he's going to be, and Rappaport had a report on this before the game yesterday, that the NFL's moving ahead with Brady being finalized as a 10% owner of the Raiders. It could happen in season. It'll certainly happen by the end of the year. And Brady's restricted from doing any production meetings. He's predicted to go restricted from going into these facilities.
And people were like, "Oh, it won't matter." It's like, well, I don't know. These guys get stuff out of that.
He can't criticize the officials. But I guess my point to what you're saying is, if Brady is going to get better, he can't utilize any of those things that are at most broadcasters.
One of the reasons why Tony Romo, and again, I know he's polarizing, but Romo had all that insights. It felt like he had inside stuff. It's because he's doing those meetings.
You can go into the facility.
You get a little extra stuff.
You can watch a practice. You can sit in on the production meeting. All these things, and there's not a lot of avenues for Brady to improve. As you just said, what's he going to do, break down film? What's he going to do? Use his Rolodex and talk to people throughout the league? Maybe. But these are other resources he had that he can't use.
Because I also think there's also a long track record of great players in all sports. Not only, it's like, not just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're a great coach. And just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're a great broadcaster.
Nope.
Like Magic Johnson tried doing broadcasting.
Horrible.
There's not five players in the world greater than Magic Johnson in basketball, or 10 better ever. And yet you have him analyzing it. He can't do it.
Emmitt Smith was awful.
Jerry Rice.
Awful.
Awful. And those guys were more studio than they were game, but still the same thing applies. Just because you were the greatest to ever do it playing doesn't mean you're the greatest to ever talk about it. It's a very different thing.